perder el tiempo. Sabe que tiene un ritmo violento. Le mete duro y sin lamento. Esto no es un género, es un movimiento. La ven tomando de party en party. No la critiquen, le gusta el safari. Aprieta esa bash y le sobra class. Aunque es millonaria, le sobra humildad. Si quieres me sigues, montate en mi viaje. Tú quieres venirte, pero yo te traje.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI-FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Online and archived at kfai.org. It's where community grows.
You are now tuned in to Soul Audible Detox on KFAI, brought to you courtesy of WFNU Radio, 94.1 low-powered FM, Frogtown, St. Paul. For more information, you can visit wfnu.org.
All right, y'all. WFNU is a volunteer-run station made up of many different community voices. Each program expresses one aspect of this diversity and not the view of WFNU, KFAI, or FTI as a whole.
I thought it was me.
Remember back in those days when we used to have like dance routines, and we would practice during the week and go out to the club and perform. I don't know if you did that, but
yes, I do remember that.
You and your group?
Yeah. Me and the fellas, and like literally in the living room of my mom and dad's house.
We would, all right, come on, y'all. We got to practice. Y'all ain't taking it serious.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't nothing but a video that we was watching, but you know, still.
Yeah. So we want to welcome you to hour number 2, the Soul Audible Detox, season 4, episode 9. Y'all say what's up to the camera. We got VP over there. I'm the Prez, and we got Calvin and nephew DeRay in the house, and we just sitting here talking about Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. I think we went around. We got whatchamacallit. What's on your mind, VP?
Well, you know what?
I mean, we keeping it. Go ahead.
I got some, what day is today?
Let's do that.
I got some good ones.
Okay, go.
First of all, again, the soundtrack is like, you must have knew what the VP wanted. So today is National Fast Food Day. Did everybody in here have some fast food?
I ain't going to lie. That might be too many days out the year. So today, no.
Today, no.
And I'm happy I didn't, because the rest of the week been bad.
Yeah. No fast food for me either.
Almost. I almost ran out of time getting here. I was like, maybe White Castle.
Yeah.
No.
Thank God all the dang White Castles around us closed or fenced up or closed at 7 p.m. So trust me, I would probably be there way more often than I should. What about you, Prez? Any fast food today?
I had a taco salad from Wendy's.
Okay. And it came, taco salad from
Wendy's. They had a taco salad there, and you put the chili on it. So I just ate the chili.
Yeah.
And I put the taco salad thing away.
Okay. I mean, I'm not, no judgment. Was it good? Okay.
The chili was good. But I mean, I looked at the menu. I was like, oh, that looks kind of good.
Yeah.
If it is national, what was that again?
National Fast Food Day.
What's y'all's top three?
Fast food?
Top three. Don't even have to be here.
Like, when we're talking about fast food, we're talking about places.
So there's got to be a drive-thru.
Yeah, fast food's got to have a drive-thru. So,
I can't eat that like that no more. Right. But you've been to somewhere. McDonald's used to be like the French fries, but now it didn't even taste the same. So let me come back to you on that.
I can name that.
Is that the question of the night? What's your top three?
Top three fast food. So, again, I truly, really don't eat fast food a lot anymore. But my top three it's got to be White Castle in there. Maybe not in any particular order. White Castle, ain't nothing like a nice Whopper, flame broiled. And then I hate to say it because I don't like any of them in Minnesota, but Popeyes.
I'm going to do mine off of historical, you know, like you do with hip hop.
Go ahead.
They might not be good today, but they used to be everything. Exactly. And that would be McDonald's without a doubt.
I mean, I can't be mad at that.
Happy Meals and the
y'all remember the what was the sandwich that came in the two different sides?
McDLT.
McBLT?
DLT.
DLT. Yeah, man, that was the bomb. The cold and the hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
All right, so. Too many memories with McDonald's not to have them at number one.
Okay.
Number two, Wendy's.
Mm-hmm.
Always. The original, not the new, not when they changed the formula after Dave died. Mm-hmm. The original Wendy's. And Popeyes, number three. I have lots of childhood memories out of those three.
What about you, nephew?
So I got to go with my West Coast game first with the In-N-Out. That's my go-to. Like, I got to stop there 2-3 times when I pull up. So I'd probably be sick of it if I lived out there. Because most folks you talk to, it's a touristy thing. Not at this point. So I get it. So if you from there, I get it. I ain't mad at you for hating it. But it's on my top three. And then the other two, if we go on historical, like my man said, it ain't even around no more. My good old Porky's, man. Like, if I could just
that's old school.
Get me an onion ring and a milkshake,
man.
I would kill somebody for that. Excuse me, but it's just that serious. Like, that love and just that nostalgia down there, it was a whole nother scene. And then I just got to throw McDonald's on there just for the fry. My pops taught me at a young age, pull up to the drive-thru, let me get no salt on that. And then I'd be like, what? We getting fries with no salt? What you doing, pops? He's like, just watch and learn. Pull up, that joint came out hotter than that thing. He's like, let me get some salt packets. I'm like,
right.
My man.
Then you put it
my
on.
My man. Yeah. So, yeah, give me that fresh out the fryer. You know, no salt. I'll do the salt myself. That's king. I can't. That's MJ.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
All right. So fast food. So McDonald's would be up there too, like the fries and to Calvin's point that McDLT. I gotta tie it too because I used to work at Burger King back in the day, and we used to make the burger bundles. And those used to be the bomb, man. And the original chicken sandwich at Burger King. The one.
The bundles. Yeah, I remember those.
And so, and then White Castle, to your point. And then I'm going to go old school VP. Does this still count as fast food? Would be Clark's Submarine Sandwich.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
Clark's. Go quick. Yeah,
yeah, I miss Clark's, man.
I remember
Clark's was the bomb, man. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
But go ahead. What other day?
Yeah, we got stuck on fast food day.
I was hungry, clearly.
Yeah, we obviously. So National Button Day.
Okay.
National Indiana Day. Not sure I care about that one. Okay. National Check Your Wipers Day. Man, for real. I was driving. For real. I was driving a little van, older van, fairway van, and like. What was it snowing earlier this week or this weekend or something? Dude, why did my wiper just fly off?
Wow. It's because you didn't check it.
I mean, it just flew off. But luckily, it didn't, like, it kind of fell in the thingy. So once I stopped, I could get it. But I was driving, so it was a bad look. Anyway, so, check your wipers. I'm sure people don't think about that. And then last... And we can give some flowers here right now. National Education Support Professional Day. Would that be you?
That'd be you.
Definitely be my
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
had no idea. We slipped on that.
Yeah.
We're going to celebrate that tomorrow.
Exactly. Too. Come up with that. Hold on. Let's...
That and Cowan, I'm bringing it tomorrow. I need to know that we're celebrating national
Let me get a
support.
Little bit more color on that. So annually observed on the Wednesday during American Education Week. Did you know it was American Education Week? Okay. National Education Support Professional Days honors the contributions of school support employees. These support professionals provide invaluable services and are essential partners in a child's education.
Man, that's blessings too, because I just had a meeting with a group of the ones from 622, which is our district. So that's going to be Oakdale, North St. Paul, and Maplewood.
Yeah.
And we got together with a group of the other behavior specialists in the district, and they were like, we got something that we want to present to you that we don't know where it's going to work at, but we want it to work in the schools. It's about helping kids with any types of issues they're having, from relationships to feeling safe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a program that we bought, and we want you guys to have it, because me as a teacher, the lady told us, it's like, you guys are in the best position to know when to use this, when to pivot with it, and that the teachers need you to make it happen.
Right.
And I basically, you know, was in awe of, like, you know, we got this now where we can take this tool and better help these teachers. Because at the end of the day, that's where the kid has to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the toughest part, because you feel like the uncle as a support staff, right? If I'm not teaching you all the time, you're gonna run to me, especially if I bring the energy, if I bring compassion, if I bring stuff that your teacher's not bringing, it's going to be tough. And so that balance is good, and that support is there. But when it's not in the building, you see it and you feel it immediately.
Most definitely.
Yes.
And that's what's horrible about it. If you got a staff, if your building staff gets along, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't, you see it.
Right.
And no one's healing from that. And there's not really no one to really put the full blame on. We could go down a big rabbit hole with that.
Right.
But if you have a way, my message is that, like, try to get involved, see what you can do. That's why I mentioned that school board thing earlier. Like, and if it don't feel right, you know, before you complain, see how you can help. Because a lot of people are complaining, and I get that. But it falls on deaf ears because there's so many. But not a lot of are coming up and saying, I want to volunteer sometime.
In a couple of years, you're going to be on the school board.
What can I do? I mean, I don't know where my path is leading me.
I'm with it.
I mean, to be honest, I'm actually. Sherrow
for school board. That's good.
Right. But we got to do it, you know, like, because it's important. And so, we like, shouting out the support staff, that feels good. And doing those little things. Like,
and we didn't even know.
Right. We had no clue.
We didn't even know.
So, yeah, pull up to your school and, you know, the person that gets your kid out the car, the person that's crossing them across the street, or the person that got them off the bus, tell them thank you. You know, just little stuff like that will start spreading that feeling. And then you'll get that in your area, too. So it just starts with us. It starts with us.
I love it. Now, nephew, you said last week when we were talking about having you on the show, you said you had a topic.
Yes, Jen talk.
Go ahead. Tell me what's on your mind.
So as a mentor and someone that's really big into the community and someone that has a child that's coming up into his teenage years, is a teenager, technically 13, heading into...
Wait. Hold
right.
On.
Right.
This is Uncle E. Now, this is Uncle E speaking, not Prez. Or, excuse me, not VP. Adrian's?
No, Darian.
I mean, excuse me, Darian's 13?
Yes, sir. About to be in December.
Oh, yeah. His birthday's coming up.
Yeah. So he's going to high school next year.
High school?
No, he's 13. Going to be 14. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry, y'all. You know how you just have those moments when you're like, I'm old.
Right.
That was just that moment. Okay, let's
So, where did Gen Talk come from, right? So I'm working with these kids. I'm coaching kids. Mm-hmm. You know, I got my daughter. I coach her basketball team. So I'm constantly in these moments where I'm seeing them struggle with what they struggle with.
Okay.
And then as a parent and as a staff member at a school, I'm looking at them differently. And I'm trying to find out, how do we reach each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm looking at the generation ahead that came before me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking up to them still, and I'm trying to make them proud in those moments, just like Uncle mentioned earlier. Like, that's important to me, to show them, you know, that, yeah, I was paying attention and I want to push it forward because I know the impact I can have with it now. And a lot of people didn't have what we had. So that's my job now, is to bring that now if I can. And so I brought that topic up because often in my head I'll be like, okay, I need to talk to my son. He did something wrong. And he's already kind of not saying it, but giving me those, but you don't understand vibes, right? And if I constantly tell him, no, I get it. It doesn't always stick as hard. And then even at the school, like, sometimes people just want to be heard, or they want to felt that heard first before you preach to them, right?
Right.
And so that's where the question came from, right? And so it was, okay, do you look at the generation ahead of you or the generation behind you and sometimes think, what would they have done in my situation? right? What would you do with this tool? Example would be for my younger ones, TikTok. TikTok, all the social medias, yeah. Facebook, IG, all that, the IGs, yeah. Right?
Whatever.
I didn't have that. I had a MySpace. I had a Black Planet.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I felt about those things was big. Like, mm-hmm. I had big feelings about those. Like,
mm-hmm.
whether it was what my page looked like, how many people were on my top list, who was in my top list. And I only had to deal with it when the computer was in front of me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Still in a generation where I get to go outside. Still in a generation where you can't reach me when I go out. Still in a generation where they could send me on the bus and be okay with it, right?
Right.
I'm out here. I'm learning things, you know? And that's where my fear came for them, was that I don't know what I would have done if I had what y'all had. I don't know what I would have done if COVID hit me and at a young age I was at home by myself with only that said screen now. You know, and how important would it be, and what would I feel like I'm missing? Like, those things get thrown in your face now for them, right? And we all had something that we dealt with differently, you know? So mm-hmm. we try to find those comparisons. And that's like my question. Like, what would be your comparison to what they're dealing with, let's say, TikTok? Like, for me, it was MySpace. For you guys, like, what was the thing that you felt was your distraction that you had to fight, right? If you was trying to compare it, and it's not the same, but, you know, this is what I had to fight to get through, or what I was dealing with over my head constantly.
That's a good question. I might have to defer to Calvin and VP and then come back around. But I want to say this to you first. Flowers to you, man, because I don't think that I might offend some generation people out here tonight. I don't think that many people in today look at, because the Gen Xers are the parents now, right? And grandparents. And we've admitted before on this show, VP, that you and I have. We've admitted that, and we're not speaking for our generation, because some of our generation say, oh, well, you ain't talking to me, but I believe that our generation dropped the ball, right? Because the parents that we had before us, we looked at them as like, and VP and I have had this conversation off the mic and everything, that what was done, what happened in the family stayed in the family. They're dying with them stories. They're dying with them secrets, right? And there was, I like how Brandon had put it one day when we were talking. He said there's a mystique about our parents that we still, if we found out some stuff today, we'd be like, what? Right? That there isn't a mystique with us, right? Because I think us as Gen Xers, we seen that, and this is kind of answering your question. We looked at our parents like, man, y'all, what's wrong with y'all? Like, y'all ain't talking, y'all ain't telling, y'all is keeping secrets, you're dying with secrets. Like, like what? Like, you know, I need to know how I'm related to this person, if I'm related to this person, because I don't want to be with this person and find out this person is my cousin, right? Or whatever, whatever. Like, there was secrets that they still have, right? I know your parents are listening, so they might, you know, be thinking whatever, but I believe I'm speaking
it's
the truth.
Good.
But
it's your truth.
That's right. Can't take that from me.
Nah.
So, and I'm not putting it down, but I think that we looked at that generation and said, we're going to be better. We're going to be friends with our kids, and we're going to ride the line and whatever, whatever. Big mistake, right? Because you can't go back and discipline an adult, right? If the adult gets up in your face, you can discipline the adult, right? But I think that I want to give you flowers, because you said when you started the conversation that you're looking to the generation before you, ancestors, elders, us, right? And you're looking to want to take something and use it for you, you know, being a parent, right? I think, and I'll let Calvin and VP speak, but I think when we were coming up as teenagers, we probably felt the same way that all kids go through, that moment where you don't know. Like, we were all born just 50. We just came out the womb at 50, and we were 51, right? Like, I try to tell my kids or people young me and say, I'm going to give you this. You can take it or leave it. You can put it in your pocket and save it for later. Like Rakim said. Or you can apply it or see how it applies, but I guarantee you that a situation is going to come up where you're going to need it, right? And that's for free. I'm giving it to you for free. Or you're going to have to learn and get a lesson out of it, right? So, no, I just want to applaud you because you're not, you know, we've all been in that place. I'm not saying that we have. We've all been in the place where we've been like, man, my parents is tripping. Like, I don't know what they thinking. Like we, and now our kids are saying that about us. So, go ahead.
I think just the question, I think the thing that kind of was for us, it was just, so our generation was the beginning of the
technology,
the personal electronic technology, yeah, if you will. So it started with so that thing you talk about that just encompasses you. You guys had got close enough to where now you have your own computer. You have a computer.
They perfected it.
Yeah, they perfected it. But when we were in school, we might have had a Apple, but there was one computer for everybody in the class, right? Mm-hmm. And you might have got time to use it, whatever. But our thing was the arcades, right? You had them arcades that you sneaking up, stealing quarters from.
Ditching school to spend time. That's good.
The arcades. And then it kind of transferred into the video games at home. But it was arcades first.
That's good.
I wouldn't in them arcades, man.
Yeah, because that's a good answer. Because I know for the most part, we was always outside. Yeah.
Always outside.
And we were very creative and imaginative with the games. Yeah. If we showed the games that we played as kids right now, y'all would be thinking like, what in the hell? Yeah, seriously, like we would play all kind of stuff, man. Like and be playing for hours.
Right. Hours. Right. Hours. Be mad. Just forget about it and be like, oh man, the street lights just came on.
Or if it was time to eat, you go in. Boy, you ain't never ate so fast in your life. Right? Go ahead, Calvin.
No, I was gonna bring that because I was trying to think of, you know, the things that distracted me as a kid and the first thing that got taken away from me when I was on punishment. Would be my video game. Mm-hmm. You know, Sega and Nintendo were new. You know, Atari. We started the whole video game.
Now you came generation. Up a little bit after us because
just a touch.
Just a touch because VP was the first time I went to a birthday party and you had ColecoVision.
Man.
Right,
ColecoVision.
and was playing Smurf, and I remember
Smurf.
This for
oh the Smurf game. Yep. That was my game.
Yep.
Wow,
ColecoVision. Was that Activision?
Dude, I don't know. Dude, we had. Now I'm gonna throw y'all even back further before that. So Atari came out, mm-hmm. but when Atari, before it kind of went to Coleco, and I'll throw some other ones that y'all be like, oh, you remember that? But there was a Commodore 64.
Yep.
And Commodore actually, it was a computer, mm-hmm. but it still was kind of selling games. But their failure was their device, their memory device was cassette tapes, and it was just so slow, man. It was ridiculously slow. So, wow. But then you got Atari, Intellivision, ColecoVision. Man, then we went then the, when Nintendo came out, the first Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, that was just like that's me and Todd sat up and was playing Jordan versus Bird all night long until we got yelled at.
Yeah.
In the basement, we're like cold, but we didn't even think about how cold it was down there. We just playing it. So, man, that was the days.
And I remember those days. Everyone was on Nintendo, and you know me, dance to the beat of my own drum.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
You do.
I was a Sega kid.
I forgot the about original, the original Sega.
I'm not even talking about Genesis.
I'm talking about the original Sega.
Sega that came with the little card games.
Yep, absolutely.
Throwing there.
I remember the original Sega.
That was I saw everybody blowing into their cartridges, and I was like, I don't want to spend 5 minutes blowing, throwing it in there, and then getting the blinky blink. I was like, I just want to play my game.
Yeah. So. Have you ever taken your son to an antique store?
Not like a real one. Like, so, he's only been to, like, if we're on, like, a vacation, right? Okay. And then we're like on the boardwalk and we're going to like little shops. He's walked into some things where like obviously it was like that, but we haven't gone downtown North St. Paul to there's like three of them right next to each other. I don't know how they survive. But
so I'm talking about like the Axeman.
Oh, yeah. No.
I'm talking about, like, there's another store, I have to tell you, I don't know the name of it, but I know where it is, that sells all nostalgic games.
Oh, okay.
Right? And I think that, like, one thing, and maybe he still may be young, but he may appreciate it. I know that, let's just say, let's say 5+ years, I got Simone hooked, or I won't take credit for it, but I kind of told her about stuff, and she's hooked on vinyl, like, oh, nice. So like, yep. The record players, mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's what's
and
up.
I think that sometimes, like, and the reason why I ask is I think that, you know, like, nostalgic things, old cars, old video games, old games and stuff like that, to kind of let you bring your son or your kids back to your time to explain, yep. this is what we did and the things like that. And sometimes they find it cool. Sometimes they be like, man, what?
Yeah, so what they do now, and they're great at marketing, right? Like, they know how to get our money. Like, everything's going up, and they got a great way to find it. Like, example, I just logged into my son's Oculus, that virtual headset.
Mm-hmm.
Just, it logged out because we hadn't played it in forever.
By the way, kids, I want that for Christmas. So yeah, right. Y'all can.
Then I'm going on my Facebook feed, and every other advertisement is now an attachment, a recharger, the commercial for the Pro that's coming out. I'm like, are y'all serious? Like, they'll throw it in your face. So I'm bringing that up because they attacked my group, and they started coming out around Christmas times with these, every Nintendo game is inside this Nintendo. Yep. Every Sega game is inside this Sega. And they sold it for like $49.99, like something that wasn't too expensive. And we all bought it. Brought it home, hugged it up to the TV. It just looks too old school to them. Like, if they see those pixels and stuff, they'll do it for a little bit. Like, we'll get a couple Donkey Kong games in. And then eventually they're just like, no, I can't. Like, even if they want to like it, I feel like they try to act like they don't. But yeah, for them, it's... they're so spoiled with this 4K, 8K,
right.
5, Oculus, virtual reality, and then here I come busting out the Nintendo game, and it's like, yeah, that's all right, but there's only two buttons, and you just hopping. Like, what I play, like, I got a whole strategy. I got 12 buttons to work with. I got an extra controller here, like, resolve. Right. So the game has changed so much that it was more for us than it ever was for the kids at that time. And they got us. I feel like all my homies went out and found that. I still got it sitting in the corner somewhere getting dust. It's probably underneath Adrian. Yeah, if you're still listening, if mom let you stay up, I'm sure if you look underneath somewhere, that Sega thing is there, and it's got a lot of cool games on it, but you ain't touching it. He just playing 2K on my 5 every day. But yeah, it is good to do that with him. Mm. Like, right? Or just even take him just to those places, you know, and have those
teach
moments
him how to
with
play
him.
Chess.
Just
so you know, play chess?
So I tried, but it's too competitive in my house. We can't play Uno in my house. Right? Like, it just doesn't work. Like, someone gets really upset. We've gotten better. We've worked on it. But we've had some nights where I was just like, most of my kids are like, we don't even really want to play.
The handheld.
And so with my son, and a lot of parents, oh, that's
what you know about that?
That's sick. That's my son, I was telling myself as a young parent that I was going to mold him into what he needed to be by showing him and embracing and giving him all my interests. Well, it backfired really hard because I went way too hard showing him my interest. He wants nothing to do with football, right? Like, that's me. Like, I was putting him in every jersey, but ruining my butt off, come to the game. Like, stop, Dad. Like, I'm extremely competitive. Like, it just comes out naturally.
Is he the one that likes Lamar?
That's my youngest, Adrian. Okay, so I did, like I said, I got 3 kids, and only one of them likes football, and he's a Ravens fan. Like, you can tell God you're playing, but he gonna laugh at you. Like, you know, they gonna be who they gonna be.
Yeah,
and I love them all they are. They bring something.
Just because they ain't
Ravens fan.
Just because they ain't Baruin don't mean
Lamar Jackson on Madden, and he, you know, was playing the game, and he's really unstoppable on that game. I felt it. So, and he would just beat up on the Texans, and he was a Superman, you know. So then he's Ravens. So the competitive nature in me, I tried to show him chess. My oldest, I'm like, here, let's do it. We're at the barbershop. It's sitting at the table. I'm like, let's get it. If they know they're about to lose to me, they don't really want to do it.
Right.
Like, they just don't. And even if I'm telling them, like, yo, this is a learning thing. Like, it's okay. No, like, I'm not taking L's to you. I don't like it. And so I would give that to advice to any new parents, you know. If you know those things about yourself, I knew I was an ultra competitive person.
Right.
Maybe you want to kind of turn it down a notch, unless you are, don't be surprised by the reaction, because these are their own humans. They're going to do and react to what you put in front of them. And that's what I did. So I have no chess partners. I wish I did.
I want to learn.
Yeah,
we're still trying to do that night. So
we got to just hop on mobile.
We got to do that night when But I have to give y'all credit, because I don't even think I have, like, if I had to raise a kid right now in this.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could. I mean, of course I could, but it's just like, yeah, man, this generation VP is like, you know, they're like so advanced and like. And even to your point, when you asked that question about what was our vice, nothing came to mind. But when he said video games, I was like, okay, yeah, I remember going to Pop's Arcade in Minneapolis, or going to
Rockefeller's.
Right. And but other than that, man, like, I feel like our child.